Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Hey, happy Monday, race fans. We have the recording from our Carb Day live show where we had Ben Hanley and Philippa Tookie from Dragon Speed Racing join us. It was a lot of fun. We had a great crowd, and we hope you enjoy this recording.
Good afternoon, race fans! How do you mean better than that? It's Carb Day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Good afternoon, race fans! Yeah! There we go.
Much better.
Much better. Well, I'm Abby.
I'm Molly.
Hi. And we are from the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast. We've got some fun guests for you today, but first we want to get you guys a little excited. So is there anybody who, like, their first time here, first time at Carb Day, first time at 8500?
Whoa.
Oh, a lot of rookies in the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah! All right, yes. So, a couple pieces of advice. This entire weekend, whether you are a driver, a spectator, or just a drinker, it is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep.
Plan accordingly.
Yeah.
As we like to say, Carb Day, we all go together. We will not all make it back.
Absolutely not.
No. We've lost people. I mean, we almost lost somebody on the walk here, actually. But we never leave a man down, so luckily he made it. All right, hey, we got some more people, all right. So here today we have a team that's not new in racing, but they are new to IndyCar.
Very nice, that's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, they're not new to racing. In fact, I think they've raced just about everything under the sun. But yeah, they're first year in IndyCar. So we've got Dragon Speed Racing, which is just the most fantastic name. So big round of applause for Dragon Speed. All right, and we've got their driver, Ben Hanley. Yeah! And assistant team manager, Philippa. All right, come on up, guys. Come on up. Which, if I'm not mistaken, I believe, Philippa, that you are the only female assistant team manager in IndyCar right now.
I think Carlin might have a female assistant team
manager. Oh, you know what, they might.
Yeah.
Okay, but I say either one or one of only two. So that's pretty awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get kind of the racing questions out of the way first, and then we'll do some fun stuff. Yeah. So, all right, we won't ask you the same things everyone asks. We know how quals work.
How was quals?
It was okay.
What's the scariest or turn?
All of them.
Actually, it's a really good answer.
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
Too fast.
There you go. Get her out of the way.
Did you feel like you were going to take flight?
No.
Well, that's always a good thing.
That's good.
Well, and you know, Mario Andretti says, if everything is under control, then you're not going fast enough. So
I didn't feel under control. I just didn't feel like I was going to take off.
Fair enough.
All right.
Well, you want to maybe list some of the accomplishments you guys have as a team and, like, why you're such badasses?
I think because we just rock up with no experience and tend to do quite well, so.
I mean, we're about that. That's kind of what we do. We have no experience and we just go.
Yeah, we just do. Jump into the deep end and.
Yeah, both feet in, just all in. Yep. I love that. That's why we enjoy you guys.
So you've raced quite a few different types of cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost count about seven, so. Sounds about right. All right. Go
and list them out. We've done Formula Renault 2 litre, Formula 3, World Series by Renault, GP2, M3000, Super League Formula. What else have we done? LFP2, LFP1, IndyCar.
Alright, the most important, right? Okay. So this is your third race in an IndyCar, is that
right? Yep, number 3.
How would you talk about any car that's different than all of the other cars? What makes it a different breed?
Obviously the competitiveness of the championship, but front to back, I think here in quali it's 2.5 mile an hour, so it's super tight, and also the access to all the fans get. You know, in Europe it's pretty tight and there's not many people with added passes and stuff like that. Whereas over here it's much more open and it's better for everyone. It's also better for the drivers. It's nice to have interaction with the fans and be doing stuff close so they can get to see the cars and stuff.
Well,
So we know the fans love that. They love how close they get to you guys. So let's give a big round of applause for a driver that loves that too. And it is one of the things that's very unique to IndyCar. The fans can just come right up, talk to you. The accessibility is really unmatched in any other sport.
Yeah, I think everyone has been saying it for years, but no one seems to be following, which is strange.
It is strange. We're kind of like, it's kind of like the best kept secret and why more people should watch IndyCar.
Yep.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, I like that right there.
Yep.
All right. So you guys announced that you want to do more races next year in IndyCar.
Yeah, we want to do a full program.
Yes. Who's here for another full-time team?
Yes.
Okay, so what was it about the races that you've done thus far that you said, nope, IndyCar is where we want to do a full season. Like, we're all in. We love this. What was that moment for you?
Before we came, because we knew it was the place to be.
Okay.
So, that's the goal.
I mean, like I said, you look at the amount of fans here, and even St. Pete on Friday, there was more fans than we get at a wet race. So it was massive.
Yeah.
It was impressive, and that was on like a Friday. So
yeah.
You know that it's all everyone helps each other. Like the series helped the drivers be promoted, and also the teams, and it all benefits each other. So everyone's working together for the same goal, which is to have more cars on the grid, more chance of getting funding because of the TV, big audience, and there's big crowds. So it all works together.
That's fantastic. I love that. It's like when you're playing pool, you called that shot. You're like, corner pocket, we're doing a full season next year.
Yeah, we want to try.
I love it. I love it. We're here for it. All right, well, since you guys are a newer team, we like to ask really just random and fun questions. So you both have the answer, so yeah. Philip, you've been kind of quiet, but
we're gonna make
that stops now. So, okay, so just for funsies, what is your first ever memory of the Indy 500? Either as a kid, watching it on TV, coming, hearing about it?
I grew up in motorsports, but my dad had a team in the road to Indy when I was younger.
Which, by the way, his team is racing right now.
The yellow car in third place, yeah. So the first time I ever came to the 500 was in 2014, and I was just blown away by the experience. It's cool because we actually, for my dad's birthday one year, I bought him a Chevrolet Frith, which is actually outside of the pagoda, so we have like a piece of us that's at the track, which is really cool, so you get to come back here. Definitely went there on Quali Day, said a little prayer before going out, but I kind of grew up watching it, or coming here for the first time, 2014, it was unbelievable.
That's awesome. Ben?
The best memory is obviously doing the first laps.
That's the right answer. Only until you lead a few laps.
Yeah, that's aiming high. We'll try. See what you do. We've got a long field. But yeah, no. You watch it on TV, but you never feel down in speed. You've got to be here. So yeah, definitely those sitting in the pit lane, just setting off to go down the pit lane was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, one of the questions we really enjoy asking. Good question. What is something that you do, like a hidden skill, or are you obsessed with, like a special book or a series that not a lot of people know about you? Like Abby can wiggle her ears, somebody here is really interested in science, things like that. I grew up as a dancer, which is kind of like the opposite end of the spectrum as racing, probably as far as you can get, like glitter sequins and like tights and skirts and things like that, and then kind of playing with race cars was a different mix growing up definitely. Not a lot of people know that, especially working in racing, they definitely wouldn't expect that. All right, come on, hidden talent. Like a book series or a movie you're just secretly obsessed with?
No, not really. Go-kart I'm obsessed with. I keep doing it. Keep racing all the time.
Okay.
So even when I've got weekends off, which is very few, then I try and do racing. So it's still the track, but yeah.
All right, you've got to have some hidden talent. Mrs. Hanley?
I know, we're about to call it.
Yeah, come on. Does he have something he's obsessed with, like a secret love, like Star Wars, Harry Potter, like any of that? Game of Thrones! No sports. Okay, yeah. There's a lot of Game of Thrones fans here. I don't know what that is, but a lot of IndyCar fans seem to also be Game of Thrones fans. A lot. Okay. And I'm like, I've not ever seen an episode, so you can spoil it all you want, it's fine. All right. What's been your favorite moment so far in the month of May, other than, of course, qualifying? Other than qualifying, the very first laps, like, was there an event this month, or, you know, one day that you were just like, we just killed it that day at practice, or...
No, it was just quality. That's it. Nothing can compare to the quality of it.
So, this being your first time here as a team, but now your first time here as spectators, what's been the most unusual thing that's happened so far? Has there been anything you're like, that's weird? Somebody said anything to you?
Or maybe the most unusual thing you've seen from a fan?
No, I've not seen any crazy fans yet. Like, I've not seen anyone in full checker.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty close, but not full. Well, I have a checker shirt under this. And I mean, to be fair, I did commandeer the sash. I didn't earn it. What about you?
I don't know if I've seen anything like particularly weird, but there are fans that go like really deep into the archives of pictures of Ben and the different things that he's raised, which I'm like, I've never even seen that before. They ask him to sign it, they'll go very deep into the archives.
There are some super fans that do think
2007 is the oldest thing on Sunday.
No kidding. Yeah, so there are some super fans that they go on some deep dives for the memorabilia, but you know what? When you do a full season next year, and you win the championship, think about how much money that picture is going to be worth. Yeah, just put it out there. I mean, that guy's playing the long game.
Yeah, we're definitely playing the long game.
All right. I'm going to go back to another fun question. Who would you like to play you in a game? Oh, come on. You've got some great answers.
I mean, we'll answer. So, I think it's pretty clear. Mine is, Amy Poehler. And for you?
Yeah, Tina Fey.
Yeah, so Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. I mean, clearly. You can just say character they play.
You play Death Pool.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm quite sarcastic and dry, so I think it'd be quite a good fit.
Do you use the my favorite word like he does as well? The F word?
No.
No? That seemed like a lot.
No, I'm quite dry and sarcastic.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you could definitely do Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I like that. Philippa?
I don't know, I'm also very bad at actors and actors' names.
Like Megan Fox could play you.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll take
a
compliment, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like,
take it and run with it.
Yeah. You heard it here first. In fact, just tell people, if you see her later on this, you're going to be like, that's Megan Fox.
Yeah.
See how many people ask for your autograph. All right. What is your favorite kids movie?
101 Dalmatians.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Oldie but a goodie. I like it.
Showing the sheep. Showing the sheep. Yes. Want to see it.
All right. Yeah, two people got that joke. Okay. Well done. That's a deep cut. Yeah, no, well done. Well done, yeah. I'm impressed.
Another sheep movie. Okay.
You
out there.
So,
type song. Is there a song that
you listen
to? Like, it's a big day, I gotta get real ready, like,
go to
like, pump up type song. Like,
before I get in the car?
Yeah.
No, I have to calm myself down.
Oh, okay. What about when you have to get excited? Anything you listen to? Like an artist? Hey,
I can't remember the name of the song.
What's part of it?
I don't think there's any words in this song.
Hold on
a minute.
Oh! Where were
like a type of music, it probably, I honestly either be like rap or like house music or something. I've been playing the cheat codes right now, which I've never heard, I haven't heard of until recently, but definitely gets me going on a race day for sure.
Yeah.
Now I for Ben to queue up his song.
Yeah. We both have a Get Hyped playlist, and I'll say I am 100% basic on this one, and I don't care. But Kesha and TikTok, that's my jam. Like, the party don't start till I walk in. Like, that is my, like, I mean, there's a lot of songs on the list. It starts out with This Is Indiana, which is a deep cut for us Hoosiers, but it ends with TikTok, because, yep. We're trying. Okay, it's called Changes.
I'm like, maybe it's too hot?
It's a house song.
Okay, I like it. I like it. All right. That is actually the first time. Molly, which song is your hype?
So I'm going to go even more.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
It's back home again. Sorry, that was a bad joke. Actually, it's
Don't Stop Believing My Journey.
Yeah. I'm going real basic. So
It's okay.
All right. So when you're not racing in your off days, because I've picked that up real quick. What do you like to do? Is there anything you do to calm yourself down, or like do you garden, knit?
I'm a keen knitter. No, I'm not really. I'm joking.
Somebody got that right.
No, I like to spend time at home. So we've moved into a house 2 years ago, me and my wife over there. So we're renovating it as we've been living in it. So we do a lot of jobs like painting, decorating, yeah, stuff like that. So it's really relaxing for me anyway. And then we've got our little boy, who's 2.5. Yeah, so he. Yeah, he keeps us pretty busy.
What's his name?
Stanley Bo Hanley is his name.
Stanley the Manly Hanley.
Yeah!
I mean, that's all I'm ever going to call him.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm like, just to be clear, like, he's Stanley the Manly.
Stan the Man.
I love that. Well, I say, judging by how beautiful your wife is, I'm sure he's adorable.
Yeah, he's all right. He's come out well.
A little worried when he first came out with no hair, but he's okay now.
Yeah.
I mean, we all kind of have that thought when they're newborns. It's like, ooh, what's okay? You look kind of like an alien, but I love you. It's okay.
I'm a born and raised Florida girl, so the beach is the key to my heart. Whenever I do happen to get the chance to go home, which I spent more days in Indiana than I have in Florida so much this year, the beach is the first thing I do. Even if I have to work at the beach, do anything, I will make it so I can do it at the beach.
Nice, yeah.
Very nice. All right. I don't know, what do you think? This is a Motley Crue, I think.
Here, I have questions.
Very hot.
I know, as an attorney, wasn't that like lesson number one? Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to?
I know. Don't ask a question you don't want the answer to.
All right.
I'll do it. I'm the one who jumped up and down.
You own this.
I'd like to know from Mrs. What is the one quality that you are glad that you have now that you are such a full-time professional race car driver's wife and mother?
Patience, for those who couldn't hear. Patience.
Thank you.
What was the first car you ever drove, learned to drive on? What car do you drive now? And what's your dream car?
First car I ever drove was a Auto Bianchi. Tiny little thing. I don't know if anyone knows what it is. That was the first one I attempted to drive.
Okay.
And now I have a Golf R32. An old one.
Dream car.
Oh, that would be a Chevy.
Yeah!
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 can thank us later.
Let's get paid for that.
Write the checks out to Abby and Molly.
Yep.
First car I was going to drive in.
First car you learned to drive.
Mazda Speed 3, because my dad was not going to let me not know how to drive a stick shift.
Yeah!
That was probably the first one. What was it? What car do I have now? I honestly don't have one because I moved to Canada last year for work and then moved back out 8 months later because it's very cold. And then just haven't gotten a car since because I've been here. So I don't have a car right now. My dream car, like a dream daily drive that would just sit in a garage, would be a Jaguar F-Type Project R. I mean, you're the one that drives the Chevy, right? Chevy can't thank us for that one, but that's okay.
All right, I'll say for those of you who don't know, just because this is a fun fact, I want you to answer too. But the first car I ever drove was a 1959 Ford Edsel. Which means I can parallel park anything.
Yep.
My current car, I have a 22-year-old Beamer convertible that if you're really nice to the yellow shirts, they apparently will let you park under the stands on GP weekend. And I also have a minivan to go to more IndyCar races because, well, we camp a lot. And then my dream car actually is a Chevy. And it's a cherry red 57 Chevy Bel Air. And you can't tell me that that car is not just gorgeous.
I'm going to get in so much trouble, I can't stand next to the people in the Chevy house. I really cannot. So I learned how to drive on a, Lord, what year was that? Oh, it was a 1997 Ford truck. We had like the real small one. My very first car was a 1980 Honda. Spoiler alert, I was born in 84. And I currently drive a 20... Yep. So it's an 09 Honda Civic, and actually the new Civic Type cars are my dream car because I'm here for it. But I'm not on the stage, so don't yell at me, Chevy. Alright? Anybody else got questions since I'm still down here? No. No. They know you by name. Is that good or bad? Bad.
Well, the sun's still up.
Dragon's badass. How does that go about?
Dragon Speed, how did it happen? How did it come about?
That's a very good question as to how it came about. But it is a fun fact that we are the only team that is not named after a team owner. Which we take pride in. Elton, our team owner, would be able to answer that. He was supposed to be up here and I got pulled away at some other commitments, but I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. Just make up a story. You know what? I know how it happened. Lot 2?
Yep,
right
there.
Lot 2.
Got it.
They're saying, yeah, the owner's in Lot 2. That's where he got pulled away to. That's where the party is. I think the story is maybe that he's a huge Game of Thrones fan, or...
The story is, one day, he thought, I'm going to make a racer. He stood outside, and he saw a dragon, and that's it. That's the story.
Yeah, come on. Now, I do have a very serious question, and as the assistant team manager, I don't know if you're the right person to talk to about this, because I enjoy that there's a dragon in the logo, like that's, and there's a checkered flag coming out of it, like flames, I'm here for that, here for it. Here's what I really want, though. The only thing that I think would make your team and the team name even better, I want a dragon wrapped on the side so that the mouth is right over fuel gauge, because as you know, occasionally the cars take off out of pit lane and they are still a little bit on fire. And then it would look like the fire was, like the dragon was breathing fire. Just gonna put that out there.
I would have to agree with you. We actually do have kind of a similar livery on our LMP1 and P2 cars. It's kind of on the side with the dragon. Not so much like dragon breathing fire out where the fuel is pumped into the car, but it's close.
Yeah. I say, no, the LMP1 and 2, they are sharp. They are sharp. All right, we got a few minutes left, so let's see. Oh, hell.
Techno.
Ben Hanley, Dragon Racing. I detect an accent. I think it may be like Southern Georgia, maybe Mississippi. Where is it that accent comes from, Ben?
Yeah, it's New York. No, from Manchester, England.
So do you like Manchester United?
did do.
Aha! I got one.
And now I've kind of changed to Burnley, so I've kind of downgraded a bit.
Yeah.
Burnley, they try hard, bless them.
Okay.
Yeah. Tonight, all the superstars getting paid shed loads of money and wandering around for 9 minutes. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, we feel we loved you guys. Like, we feel the same.
Yeah.
We're here for the little guys.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We got.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, no problem.
Well, we're getting to that, Ray. It's not your show.
I think she wants us to leave already.
Yeah. She wants. I say she just wants to drink with me. That's what it is. She got shots.
Yeah,
all right. Well, before we give them a big round of applause and thank them for coming, we do like to have you have the last word. It is rare. So, do we have any last questions at all before we throw it up? All right. Yes.
At what age did you start racing, and do you plan to have your son race as well?
I started racing when I was 8, I think, go-karts, and I don't think I'll have much choice. He's pretty keen at the moment on anything that
all
has
right.
a battery in it or an engine and that moves, yeah. He's pretty keen, so.
Excellent. Okay, one last question for me, and then I will let you guys go. So the question is, funniest story of you getting pulled over or speeding or other?
No, go
ahead. Have you never gotten pulled over?
No, not in America.
Well, I didn't say in America. Did I qualify that? Come on.
No, I've never actually been pulled over. I've been caught speeding with a camera, but I've never been pulled over.
Those cameras are the worst. They're the worst. All right, Philippa?
I have. It was actually on the way home from Road America from a race. Of course.
Of course.
It was like back roads of Georgia, no one around, so I was putting the pedal to the metal a little bit, got pulled over, asked my license, gave it to him. He's like, where are you coming from? I said, Road America. He goes, oh, what are you doing? I was like, I work in racing. And he goes, oh, okay. So I walked away, came back, was like, don't do it again. So I got out of it. I didn't get one.
Nice. Thank you, Georgia State Police.
You gotta be honest sometimes. Just gotta tell the truth.
Right?
They get it a little bit more.
They do. All
right. Plenty of you should know this. Everybody get out your phones. Where can they find you on social media? We need to be better about asking people that.
I know.
We're older millennials. Twitter, it is DragonSpeed LLC. Instagram is DragonSpeed _official. You are Ben Hanley official. And mine is just my name. Alright, nobody get out their phones.
Turn around!
Thank you.
Alright,
guys, have a great racing weekend. Thank you for having us. Your goal is to finish, but we
gotta
hope you finish pretty high up in that
deck,
right?
Yeah. We're playing them, man, but obviously the first thing is to be there at the end. So.
You gotta set that bar low.
We're excited to see how Sunday shakes out. We would love to see you guys in the top 10.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll start off a bit steady and then hopefully we'll come into it mid to the end of the race. What we're aiming for.
Yeah, and with your other experience, I think that the passing is something that you're just going to take in stride.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, all right, let's give Philippa and Ben a big round of applause. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you and have a great race on Sunday.
Thank you.
And welcome to IndyCar.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Good luck. You know what? Wait, we're going to do it this way and get everybody in the back of us.
Everybody get ready. We're taking a picture. Put your hands up. Get excited.
Oh, let me hit the right button. Why am I doing this? Okay, everybody scooching like you love each other. All right. I think that will.
Thank you guys so very much. Okay.
I'm so glad
you're here. Well, do you want a vamp?
Yeah. The fun's not over yet, so you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave. You don't have to go. We actually have free shirts and stickers.
We got
stickers to give away. So hold on.
Oh, what they say. So hold on. But we're letting our guests leave because they're quiet and it's very nice.
We got stickers and shit.
I got camera.
even in my phone, it's not that great. It's not that great. It is an iPhone, but...